Hi, everyone. I just wanted to take a minute to thank you guys so much for the warm welcome since I joined Something Scary. I can't thank you guys enough for all of the support. I know it's tough when someone new steps in to replace a host or a creator, especially since you've gotten so used to them, but I hope you guys know how excited I am to be here. I'm sharing scary stories with you guys every week. And please leave your comments and let me know what you would like to hear more of. Also, make sure you're subscribed to the channel so you don't miss anything. All right, see you guys next time. Hi, I'm Stephanie Strange. Want to hear something scary? Death by Pinky Pinky. It's not good enough to know all the details of creepy folklore creatures. You have to know what to do when you're actually faced with one, or you'll end up suffering a deadly fate, as in the South African urban legend of Pinky Pinky. Tembi sat petrified on the bedroom floor of her big sister's room. Kaya was having a sleepover party and let Tembi sit with her friends while they told scary stories. Tembi was going into sixth grade, so hanging out with the older teens was very exciting. Tembi tried to act brave, but the urban legend of Pinky Pinky really freaked her out. "Never go into the bathroom alone," declared Kaya's best friend, Elna. "That's when Pinky Pinky will get you. It is half human, half beast. It has a slightly pinkish tint and translucent skin. Its soul is said to be trapped between the stalls in the girls' bathroom, doomed to be stuck between this life and the next, never being able to move on. Pinky Pinky takes its bitterness out on young girls who still have their whole lives ahead of them. Filled with jealousy and rage, it attacks when they're alone in the bathroom." While the other girls laughed and made spooky noises, Kaya checked in on her sister, who was looking distressed. She really needed to go to the bathroom, but after hearing that story, she didn't want to go alone. Elna asked her if she was wearing pink underwear, and the other snickered. She was just making sure because that really upsets the Pinky Pinky. Kaya assured her little sister it was fine to go to the bathroom, and it was just only made up tale just for scaring little kids. But Elna just wouldn't stop teasing her. She agreed it was fine in their house because Pinky Pinky only lurked in the second floor school bathroom. The first day of school finally arrived, and Tembi had forgotten all about the legend of Pinky Pinky. Between new books, planning out outfits, and figuring out her classes, she was happy to be in her new school. Tembi sat in math when it hit her. She hadn't gone to the bathroom all day, and she really needed to go right now. She hurried down the hallway and stopped dead in front of the door. "Pinky Pinky," she thought, her gut twisting. She was on the second floor. She looked around, weighing her options. There was no time to go down to the first floor. She told herself she was a brave sixth grader, not a silly little kid. It was all pretend. Just go, she thought. She took a deep breath and went in. Kicking open each of the three stall doors to be sure she was truly alone, she picked one and closed the door behind her. Then the lights went out. "Hello?" Desperately trying to inject some bravery into her voice. She froze, unable to see a thing in the windowless room. Sitting there, helpless and completely vulnerable, Tembi tried her best to be silent, hoping her pounding heart wasn't giving her away. Footsteps crept closer. It must be Pinky Pinky. Its panting breath became louder and louder. The stench of the creature seeped into her nostrils. Her chest was tight with fear. She didn't want to die. "Please, don't hurt me," Tembi cried out. And that's when she heard cruel laughter coming from the other side of the door, sounding familiar. And then Tembi realized it was Elna. Elna flipped the bathroom light back on. She was laughing so hard, calling Tembi a baby. Tembi, furious yet relieved, hurried up her business and walked out into the hallway. Then Tembi heard a loud crash from behind her. She turned around and stood staring at the bathroom door. That was strange, she thought. She didn't see any light coming from underneath the bathroom door. She was about to push the door when she heard a terrifying noise. It was Elna screaming. It was so loud that a teacher came out from her classroom to check in on what was going on. Before Tembi's eyes, the teacher went into the bathroom and immediately came running out of the bathroom, tears streaming down her face. She shouted for help and cried for someone to call a doctor, and then she dragged Elna's battered body from the bathroom. Tembi stood in shock just moments ago. It was her in the bathroom. Should she not have left Elna by herself? She jumped when the teacher put her hand on Tembi's shoulder. She wanted to know if she saw anything, if she knew what had happened in that bathroom. Tembi looked at her dead in the eyes and whispered, "It was Pinky, Pinky."
Juice Journey is unlike any other game you'll find online. It's a mystery and a thriller, both of which I love, and it's set in the 1920s, which gives it a real vintage vibe. And now, June's Journey is celebrating its 5th anniversary starting September 19th. So they're going to be bringing out special events, rewards, and decorations. It's going to be even more fun, and it will feel like you are completely immersed in the adventure of finding clues and solving mysteries. I've had several of these moments with June's Journey, and in this game, you play as June Parker, an amateur detective. So it's more realistic in that respect, honestly. Amateur detective, you know what I mean? It's set in an era of Sherlock Holmes, so it totally transports you to another world. The mysteries are so fun to figure out, like seriously, like so much fun. I mean, especially when like you have to really think about it, you know, how to crack the code and things. Like I was saying before, you'll have to put your powers of observation to the test to solve the case. There's always new cases waiting to be solved with new chapters every week, so you never get bored. And if you love the unexplained, like most of us do on something scary, then I promise you, you will also love solving a good mystery. So find your inner detective. Download June's Journey today, available on Android and iOS mobile devices, as well as on PC through Facebook Games. So tell me what you guys think in the comment section if you played this game. Hello, my strangelings. I know that we talk about ghost stories, but I wanted to talk about something pretty serious and something that, you know, can definitely benefit your well-being. When they say that mental health is a journey, they really mean it. I've been doing this journey for like the last decade, and let me tell you, I'm always changing. We as human beings are changing all the time. That's why it's important to prioritize your mental health and wellness every day. When you work on yourself, it brings positive changes in all areas of your life. The long-term effects of therapy can give you the tools to deal with challenges as they arise, strengthen your relationships with your loved ones, and give you a more positive outlook on life. Like, we all want that, right? There's no better time to invest in yourself than right now. Yes, right now, invest in yourself. When I think about my journey and my mental health, there have been times where I've been putting off therapy because I was so busy and I was in a very tough place where I didn't want to leave my house. So I know it wasn't easy, and that's why with Talkspace, they make it so easy to embed your ever-changing schedule because life is always changing and you're always changing. So, you know, it's right in your pocket, you guys. Talkspace is a number one online therapy platform that has thousands of licensed therapists trained in over 40 specialties, including anxiety, depression, relationships, and much more. Your therapist can help you set up and achieve your goals that you have going on. As like I said, life is always happening around you, so you might develop a new goal tomorrow or maybe in the next hour that you can talk to with your therapist. As a listener of this podcast, you get $100 off of your first month with Talkspace to match with a licensed therapist today. Go to Talkspace.com, make sure to use the code SCARY to get $100 off your first month and show your support to the show. That's SCARY and Talkspace.com.
If you would like to submit a story, send me an email at somethingscary@snarled.com. Like and share this video if it gave you the chills. And don't forget to subscribe to Snarled and turn on the bell for notifications. And if you dare, follow me on social media. Until next time, sweet dreams.